Okay, I'm going to hodgepodge around for some stuff that's been happening. I don't know if you know this or not. You know, previously last week, what some things that happened in Hong Kong. Carrie Lam, I often call her Careless Carrie. Whatever. But Carrie Lam is the CEO, and she gives a speech every year. It's called an annual policy speech. It's the president gives a State of the Union. It's her turn this week. It was this past week, and she was giving her speech, and legislators inside the council were heckling her so much that she had to leave, and then she came back 20 minutes later, happened again, she had to leave. And so finally she went and gave her speech on television. I wonder if that's a breach. Is she supposed to deliver the speech in the chamber? Does it have to be in the chamber? So she's been giving the speech in the chamber and she didn't have to? I'm just curious about how that fits with the rules. Either she doesn't have to be in the chamber in the first place, or she has to be and she still hasn't fulfilled her obligation to giving the speech. So I'm just curious how... Well, you know, clarifying point of order. Well, she wants to crack down on the rules. How do the rules say about her? I'm just curious. I'm just asking. Anyhow, Dior, I don't know, it's probably Dior, or it's French or something, definitely French, look at the spelling. They had some show, and they had a map of China, and Taiwan wasn't colored as part of the map of China, and China was furious, which they always are. There was even a congressman this past week, I think, said, you know, China, they always protest. They always object. That's all they ever do is object. I object. I have a pencil. I object. I'm going to eat some breakfast cereal. I object. You know, that's what China is. That's what they become. They just object to everything. So, because they don't care. You did not say that pencil is China, so I object. That's where it's going. It's getting kind of crazy, the level to which China's doing this. It's getting to that place of crazy. And so, they got angry at Dior for their map, and Dior apologized and capitulated. Now, here's the other thing. A lot of these gaming platforms, even the League of Legends companies or something, as I understand, they've been giving a hard time to gamers who they win the championship, they're in an interview or something, and they say something about supporting Hong Kong or something, because don't you know, some of the best gamers come out of Asia, right? You know, this is the thing. The Taipei Assassins, TPA, League of Legends, the TPA team, you know, they have their own skins named after them because so did SKT. I'm sorry, I'm nerding too much. So, League of Legends, other gaming companies really, they've booted these gamers from the competition for being political. Well, Dior apologizing to China for not putting Taiwan in the China map, isn't that getting political? Are we going to be political or are we not going to be political? I'm just saying. Okay, so that's been happening. The other thing here with this is America keeps passing these laws that just irritate China. It's all they do. It's just irritate China. All right, well, I guess, I don't know, I'd share something interesting, something happening in Taiwan. To talk about movies. Marvel comic movies are still popular as always. I tell you, Marvel comic movies have really helped westernize Taiwan. Transformers came out, Star Trek, not many people were interested. I think, you know, Iron Man came out, people were like, what? But then now Marvel movies come out and everyone loves them. Spider-Man, you know, people love to get angry when Sony makes a film without Marvel. Taiwanese, just the same. Although, I don't think the Taiwanese get angry about the Star Wars stuff. They just think, oh, Star Wars, boom, it's cool, you know. They haven't followed the history of it. But, yeah, Taiwanese don't really care much for DC movies. Yeah, that they've got that in common. Anyhow, but that's an indication of how the movie market is helping to westernize Taiwan and kind of bring them up to date. I've got a buddy who, went and is getting some cavity fillings this week. You would think that Taiwanese would know to brush their teeth, but they don't. Taiwan is not a first world country. It's a second world country. Its government is quite chaotic and doesn't know how to govern. Did you know, this is interesting, as Taiwan is finally starting to put traffic sensors at the intersections where they have traffic lights, they're not using those sensors to change red lights to green when traffic is waiting. They only use those sensors to catch and take photographs of cars that cross the line. A car can inch over the line, and the mass detector underneath the intersection detects the car inching over the line. Well, it's Taiwan. They're centimetering over the line and takes a picture of it and gives them a fine for running a red light. Right. Sure. They don't allow a right turn on red. But then where there is a right turn and a red light that should have a green arrow because there is no cross traffic at all, it's zero, rather than putting the green light there, police go hawk those places and then attack all the people that go through the light. Taiwan does this. It's very second world. And I think it goes back to kind of that elite stuff I talked about yesterday. So one other little factoid about something happening in Taiwan. There's a factory just up the street from me, and I've randomly met two different employees of that factory on the street. And, you know, the people, and you know, guys in their mid-20s, strong and happy. And one guy told me that there was a lot of pressure from that factory because they're very focused on high quality. They really want high quality. Well, as it turns out, the management is very rude and mean and bossy and condescending and cruel, and they just lord their authority over people, and they aren't helpful or humble at all. Just make it better! Like, they do this, and that's very Confucian, but they are focused on an improved quality. They don't want any corners cut on the quality of their product. And I explained to one of the guys that I was talking with, I said, improving quality is good. HTC is kind of a joke. It's a Taiwanese company. I've got HTC phones because I was in Taiwan. I wanted to understand Taiwan. So I've got the phones, and the people don't like HTC phones. HTC phones used to be the awesome thing 7 years ago, but now everyone hates them, and HTC can't make any money. It's because they're trying to do marketing, and they don't understand it's the quality of a product that makes it sell. And they don't get that. Well, you've got this company I've been talking about, this other company, this factory, they're focused on quality. And I told this guy on the street I met, I said, they're doing Taiwan a favor by teaching Taiwan to think about quality. That's what the Japanese and the Koreans do. They think about quality. That's why Samsung and Sony are so awesome with their phones. As long as Sony isn't making live-action Spider-Man movies, they do great. They do great quality work. So, my issue with Sony phones is that the Chinese keyboard is slow. The long press on the keyboard is too long. And I type almost as fast as I can talk, so I don't like it when my phone can't keep up. It kind of defeats the purpose of having a phone if it can't keep up with you as fast as you talk. So, was there anything else developing in Taiwan? I don't know. I mean, I told the guy, I said, don't mind that they're bad and mean and cruel. The manager should be polite, but if they're not, that's their problem. You focus on your problem. You learn this quality. You do a good job. So we'll see what happens, but it's interesting that Taiwan's emerging, and I really think that the quality narrative, the quality thing is going to catch on in Taiwan. So watch for that. My advice is, if there's a Taiwanese company, buy. Maybe not all of them. Some of them might fail and flop. I don't know. That's a question. Should we buy Taiwanese companies or not? If stock market stuff. Curious. Think about it. See you next week.